Welcome to Gnostic Media Research and Publishing's podcast number 56. This show is being released on Monday, December 14, 2009. My interview with Peter Lavenda was recorded on December 1st, 2009. And excuse the delay on the release of this show. It should have gone out at midnight last night, but just as I was saving the entire mixdown file to MP3 to release to the show, in fact, the final stage of the edit process, my system crashed. And so I lost everything and had to re-record the intro and remix everything and redo the whole deal this morning. So here it is. And Cannabis Culture Magazine ran an article this week on Jack Hare and what's been happening on his scene. If you'd like the scoop on that, I recommend you read that article, Jack Hare's Hempire Under Siege. And I'll be posting the link to that article on the podcast page. And what do the CIA, the Kennedy assassination, international banking, Project MKUltra, LSD, Alan Dulles, who is the founder of the CIA, George H.W. Bush, R. Gordon Wasson, Yuri Geller and Andrea Puhurich, and magic mushrooms all have to do with each other? You're about to find out. Today my guest is Peter Lavenda, author of Unholy Alliance and Sinister Forces. And over the last few weeks, I've played what seems to probably have been a bunch of unrelated topics, but today we're going to show how all of this begins to tie together. So hold on, because we're about to find out what sinister forces lurk behind the curtains of the American political elite. And you can go to Lavenda's website at sinisterforces.info. John Allegro's The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross is now shipping. All pre-orders for both the hardcover and softcover have shipped. Most of you have probably already received your orders. If you haven't, be expecting them any day now. Allegro's book was one of the most controversial books written in the last century and is back in print for the first time in more than 25 years. This 40th anniversary edition is updated with a preface by yours truly, a foreword by Judith Ann Brown, and an addendum by Professor Carl A.P. Ruck of Boston University. And it also looks like I will be giving a presentation at the Living Temple Bookstore in Huntington Beach, California, at the end of this month, and that is at the same location where I gave the two talks last year. More details will follow in the next week or two. I'll be posting that to the forum as well as the website, and I will be giving further details next week on the show. Upcoming interviews next week, I hope to have Stephen Zarlinga back for part two of his interview, and he's from the American Monetary Institute. Also, James Orrick is on to discuss Tryptamine Palace, his new book. And Josh Homan will be on to discuss his recent studies on ayahuasca in Peru. Robert Forty, the author of Entheogens and the Future of Religion, will be on. Also, Steve Bayer from Singing to the Plants. And next month, I hope to have John Taylor Gatto on to delve further into education and the trivium. And also Eric G. Wilson, who is the author of Against Happiness, which is a great follow-up to Barbara Ehrenreich's book. And over the next few weeks, I'm going to be playing the last few interviews that will be going into the Entheogen book project. And I could still use a few transcribers for this project if you are able to help us and can spare a few hours of your time to do a transcript. Contact me at contact@gnosticmedia.com. And it's not too late to order your Christmas crafts and Christmas ornaments from Kaylee and Annie Arts up on the Gnostic Media store page. They're down at the bottom of the store page there, so definitely check that out. And last week I mentioned that Iman hooked us up on the t-shirt and Christmas card page on our Cafe Press link, which is at the top of the Gnostic Media store page. They click on the link there. And we have a very cool new t-shirt that says, "Which would Jesus do?" with Jesus standing over four mushrooms, and it's the image from the 13th century Canterbury Anglo-Catalan Psalter. And it's a great shirt. It came out excellent. The quality is excellent on that. And I ordered a copy for myself this week, and it already arrived, and it's great. So wear that and start a conversation or a controversy wherever you go, that's for sure. And if you'd like to donate directly to Gnostic Media, please go to the Gnostic Media website and click on the donations button at the top of the website. And donations this week, my love and thanks goes out to Nick, Yariv, Patrick, Kwame, Paul, and Oscar for their donations. This show is dedicated to all of you, so thank you very much. And this week we got hit with a hosting fee from Host Rocket that I completely forgot about and that was due. And I ended up having to pay that before the podcast fee. And so the combined total of both of them was $400 just before Christmas. So I managed to get the Host Rocket paid and not the podcast. I'm going to have to try and pay the podcast fee today or tomorrow. So I apologize for those of you who already donated for this. Your donation ended up going to pay for the other fee, and I still need donations for this. I hope you guys understand on that. It's just a lot of money to keep everything going right during the middle of the holidays here. So I really appreciate anyone's help who can donate a little bit more. And now we're pushing well over 74,000 monthly listeners and downloads. So I know there are a lot of you out there that can help, and I appreciate every bit of that. This show is mostly run on donations. We are not corporate media, but independent media in the truest sense of the words. And by donating or ordering a copy of one of the books or the DVDs or the She Who Remembers audio archives from the website, you help to continue our programming. And without your help, we would cease to be here. And I know times are tough and it is the middle of the holidays, but anyone who can afford it, out of you 74,000 plus listeners, we greatly appreciate it. And we're still offering the 25% off of most of the items on the Gnostic Media website that are in stock, including the books, DVDs, She Who Remembers audio archives, everything except for Allegro's book. And if you order now, you can still get your packages before the holidays and get yourself 25% off. And so let's see. That pretty much wraps it up. And, of course, my love and thanks goes out to everyone who's been supporting the show. And the views expressed by the authors and guests of this program are their own and are not necessarily those held by myself or Gnostic Media. The Gnostic Media website is gnosticmedia.com. And if you would like to contact me directly, you can contact me at contact@gnosticmedia.com. Thank you for listening and thank you for your support. And before I forget, there is a follow-up interview to Peter Lavendas at the end of his interview today, an interview with May Bressel, episode 16 on Charlie Manson. Don't miss it. Peter, welcome to Gnostic Media's podcast. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome, and thank you so much for coming on. And you know, I've wanted to have you on the show for quite some time. I've followed your work, I would say, not as in depth as I would like to, simply for time constraints. But I've definitely followed your work for a couple of years, and I first came across your work through Richard Grove and through your publisher, Chris Milligan, whom I met up in